some people wanted to get a look at this defense for the first time. Was there that anticipation for those of you taking the field, you know, really for the first time here in camp?
Yeah, I mean, I was real anxious to, you know, get some live bullets going. Sorry for the pun, but, you know, to really get some live contact. I didn't get as much as I thought I was going to get, but, you know, it's a good start.
Ron Fields told me he's the nose guard in the 3-4. He's got the key to the city. Is he the critical guy in the defense?
Well, you know, it starts with those guys up front. It starts when those guys up front do their job and they dominate, you know, their gaps and their guy. That makes everybody else's job behind him that much easier. So it definitely starts with him and, you know, those guys up front.
Doc, the average fan's wondering, well, how's this defense going to be this year? What would you tell them?
I'll say just have a good time with it, because we're going to have a good time with it. We got some gelling to do. We got some things to work out, some mental mistakes to get out of the way. But I'm excited about it.
It's tough to come here, I know, with the passing of Coach Johnson. I know it's got to be very emotional for you.
Yeah, it is. It was and it is. He was a dear friend of mine, and, you know, he taught me a lot. You know, both of our careers kind of intertwined. You know, he was there for so long having success, and I had so much success with him. So it was definitely a tough loss for me.
What's the best, the number one thing that you learned from him that you're going to take with you from him?
Wow. I think with Jim, the thing that he wanted was, I called it the control chaos. You know, he wanted you to be all out, but at the same time, know what you're doing. But he was just someone that I believed in tremendously, and he believed in me tremendously. That's why he allowed me to do the things that I did at safety. He called me, he asked me to do a lot of things. And so, you know, I'm very, very grateful for the things that he taught me and the things he allowed me to do.
Are you used to practicing pads in camp?
Oh, yeah.
What do you get out of it? Because that's different for around here.
Well, I'm used to pads. You know, matter of fact, I was looking for some live periods because that's what I'm used to. I'm used to, as they call it, tackling to the ground. That's what I'm used to. So, it's to have contact, to have pads, it's no big deal for me.
Is that what makes a defense tough? Is that actual hitting?
Well, you have to get used to your pads. You have to break them in, so to speak. You know, be able to know what kind of leverage you're going to have to use against different guys when you're taking them on. And you know what? Just get the liking for the contact again.
You got to line up with McBath a little bit today. What do you see in him as this young kid?
Well, potential. Still learning, as we all are. But I think he definitely has a lot of potential to add some big plays for us.
Josh has said he wants you guys to have a physical identity. Is this team set up to do that, in your view? Be a physical defense?
I believe so. It starts with a mindset, first of all. You know, not everybody wants to play defense. It's a want-to thing to play defense. You got to be a little crazy to play defense, to run into somebody full speed and like it. So that's the mentality we have to develop, that everybody likes to run into guys full speed and sacrifice yourself for your teammate.
Obviously, Ronaldo and Champ will get out there when they can. It's a tough starting camp without half your secondary.
We just go out and we just play. We know those guys are going to be there. We've already practiced with them and developed some chemistry. So when they get back out there, we'll keep that thing rolling.
Brian, how long have you been wearing the visor, and why did you decide to go to that look, I guess?
Well, I've been wearing it since my rookie – well, actually since college. You know, I'm a guy that I will hit and throw myself in there and, you know, light sensitivity a little bit and get migraines. So those things kind of prohibit – would help me in that respect.
Don't you think it helps, too, with the intimidation factor, especially the position you play in? Guys look at you and they say, this guy's a football player.
I don't know. You tell me. I mean, I don't see myself.
Like
I don't
look like a bad man with jamma.
You know what? Well, I would hope that even if I wore just the one bar, that guys are still – you know,
the old kicker bar?
Yeah, the old kicker bar that my film, the things that I'm blessed to do on the football field as far as bringing the wood, would speak more than just my vibes.
Did Brandon Marshall look like he's coming off hip surgery? He looked pretty good out there.
He looked great to me. Only he knows what his limits are, but he looked great to me.
Brian, do you pay attention to all the rookie holdouts? I mean, do you care about it at all?
This is my 14th year. I mean, I've seen a little bit of everything in those 14 years. That's the business side of football. We love to play this game. We love to go out there and come to practice and hit and catch balls. But there is a business side of football. So when they handle that business, they'll come out and do what they're supposed to do.
Do you get butterflies before a day like today, or is this all happen?
Today I did. I'm usually jacked up for training camp because that means training camp is almost over when we started, so that's closer to the football season. But you know, new place, new surrounding. I was definitely jacked up for this one.
How about the fans and just hearing their reaction to plays and that sort of thing? Does that get you motivated? Or?
It helps. It adds. I'm used to a little more. I don't want to say. How do I say that? A little more voices. Let's just say voices. About our play or lack thereof on the football field. I'm used to a little bit of everything. So whatever they bring, I'll welcome it.
And the Denver fans are a little more polite than in Philly.
They're gonna give their opinions, but it's not as many and at the same time as Philadelphia.
Ryan, when you're in your practice field, and you know when you do get a chance to hit somebody, do you have to recognize who's coming across? Do you ease up if you see somebody's like a more skilled position person, or does it matter to you?
I've gotten to the point now that I know how to take care of the guys, you know, my guys, and I know that I'm going to need these guys down the road. If it's a period and they let us loose, you know, kind of take the reins off and say, this is alive, go get them, that's different. But if it's just a, you know, thud, then, you know, you're smart with your teammates because they are your teammates.
You also know when you're out there in practice, you know, things are going, getting a little low and things, the tempo's not where you want. You know that if you lay a hit to somebody, that might wake the whole team on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, but you still have to be smart at the same time. If I have a receiver that's laying out for a ball and I can give it to him, I'll hit him, but I won't deliver the full funk to him, you know, if you understand what I'm saying.